שלום חברים, את ההכנה לשיעור הכינו עשיריות 18.
Hello friends, preparation for the lesson was prepared by lessons 18, 10, 18 and 19 from פתח תקווה. Please.
רק אני לא שומע.
Only I can hear.
דבר אמנון, דבר.
Guys, someone speaking for him, standing for him. Chanoch?
Okay, friends. Good morning, everyone. I want to tell you about the great preparation we've done here. Two tens that we connected a few days in advance already with great excitement, great trepidation. We're all here ahead of this lesson. We continue the lesson of the Arvut that we went through lately. The more we learn about it, it's unbelievable how it's another stage, another degree. We've been learning this for years, but we keep going deeper and deeper into it. So let's hold it in our thoughts. This is our opportunity. We have the time of this lesson, the Shabbat lesson, where all of us together are entering the Arvut. We are doing this work together. Hi, friends.
An excerpt from Baal HaSulam's letter 13. Indeed, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow. And instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion. As one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends, as I have explained to you in every possible way, that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults. Again, indeed, I feel all of you together that today has been replaced for you with tomorrow, and instead of now, you say later. There is no cure for this, but to exert to understand that mistake and distortion. As one who is saved by the Creator is saved only if he needs salvation today. One who can wait for tomorrow will obtain his salvation after his years, God forbid. This happened to you due to negligence in my request to exert in love of friends. As I have explained to you in every possible way that this cure is enough to recompense for all your faults.
Petah Tikva 19.
Do you have a workshop question? Petra Tikva 19. We can't hear you.
Okay,
I'll ask. The question is, for a workshop, how can we raise the importance of the Arvut between us and enter the lesson this way? How can we raise the importance of the Arvut between us and enter the lesson this way?
In the excerpt and according to the question, well, we can simply stop waiting. We shouldn't wait for anything or anyone and to start working with our hands and feet and later with our hearts to perform actions towards the friends to elevate the importance and greatness, because the Creator is here between us and we just have to open our hearts to understand that the intention is what matters. That's it.
With our hands and feet, it's actually playing as if we're in Arvut. So we already feel it, we already love each other unconditionally.
And
And this is going to show our intention to reach it.
Yes, indeed, we have to act out the future state. And from there we invoke the force that brings us to that state.
We
need to see the friends as the greatest of the generation. Each one is the greatest of the generation who has this importance. And if I see the friends this way, then I'll also be able to follow their example and also to give you this example. And together we can establish the importance of the whole ten.
במהלך היום שהיה, בימים בכלל האחרונים, ביגיעה ובמחשבה ובכל הזמן שחזרנו למחשבה על הערבות, לא משנה מה היה, כמה שלא הבורא שלח לנו כל מיני מטעמים ויגיעות, ואנחנו כל הזמן חזרנו למחשבה על הערבות, כמו שמלמדים אותנו המורים שלנו. והתאמצנו קשה, ועכשיו אנחנו מוכנים ומזומנים לשיעור הזה להתקדם עוד קצת בעוד כל מיני הבחנות חדשות שיעזרו לנו בהמשך הדרך. שרון,
to advance a little more the discernments along the way.
As we speak about this now and we explain to each other, the ערבות is a condition without which there's nothing we can do, and it's good to enter the lesson with this intention, with this lack, with something that the friends know they should pray over.
Right, because there's nothing else with which we can enter the lesson. That's what we want to live, that's what we want to think about all the time. This is our vessel for drawing the light. We demand to enter with this necessity for the Arvut into the lesson.
All of the efforts that we make, that's our reward. Our exertion is the reward. And the Arvut will also become a kli, so we understand that it brings us closer to our goal, which is to be in bestowal. So we'll start from that.
Ken Arvut Yatnai.
Arvut is the condition. Without it, we won't be able to do it. We won't be able to develop, to come close to the purpose of creation. We won't be able to receive the light. That's why we have to aspire to it and constantly grow the importance of it, of the Arvut.
Yes, we need to continue to pray. That's what we need to do. After all of our exertion, ultimately, that is the most important exertion. After all the scrutinies, to come to prayer. What is prayer? To judge ourselves. Each one judges himself regarding how much he helped the friends.
Friends, I want to read for you the prayer that the two tens have composed together. Let's be together in that common prayer. We have no other king but you, and there is no reality but the friends. Strengthen the Arvut between us for your sake, light of all the things that appear before us, give us the strength to continue above reason, together, and an eternal connection with joy. So we'll be merited with seeing your goodness and build a correct relationship between us for your sake. And we will not feel a distance or anything that separates us from you. Place the correct intention in us and the love of friends. So the friends will always stand in my heart equally, both during the time of night and during the time of day. Give us the strength to be an instrument of service in your hand, that we would merit connection and arvut between us and keep the condition of the arvut for the whole world. For the light to spread to the whole world and for your wisdom to dwell among all your created beings consciously, that everything will be in hastening. Each moment and its gratitude, each moment and its request, each moment and its prayer to the goal, which is adhesion with you. And say Amen.